Oh, he has his faults too,
said Mr. Wilson.
There never was such a fellow for photography, snapping away with a camera when he ought to be improving his mind, and then diving down into the cellar like a rabbit into its hole to develop his pictures. That is his main fault, but on the whole, he's a very good worker.
He is still with you, I presume?
Yes, sir. He and a girl of 14 who does a bit of simple cooking and keeps the place clean. That's all the people in the house, for I am a widower and don't have any family. We live very quietly, sir, the three of us, and we keep a roof over our heads and pay our debts. 2 months ago, Spaulding came into the office with this very paper in his hand and said that he wished that he was a red-headed man. I asked him why he wanted to have red hair, and he showed me this advertisement. I read the advertisement, but was confused, and he explained that it was a wonderful opportunity to make some money without having to do much work. He added that he had heard that there were more vacancies than men, so that anyone with red hair was in luck. He said that he wished that he could change the color of his hair and apply, but that there was no chance except for genuine red-haired men. Spaulding was surprised that I had never heard of the League of Red-Headed Men. You see, I am a stay-at-home man and don't know much of what is going on outside.